This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 701, Get Out of a Corner in Speaking, part 2.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll hear sample IELTS Part 2 answers about a photograph and learn key strategies for talking about objects in 2 fluent minutes. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica, not very much. You know, we are getting into the middle of the week, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Do you have any exciting plans for the weekend?
Well, this weekend, I'm actually going skiing again. There's a lot of skiing going on. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. I'm going skiing again and up in New Hampshire with a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a while. And she's a great skier. She's a telemarker. So telemarking, you know what that is? Teleskiing. It's like it's different. You have your binding that comes up in the back of your heel.
I've seen that.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting to ski with someone who skis differently.
Is that really hard? Like, is it a lot different? Have you tried it?
Yeah, I haven't tried it, but it looks to me like cross country skiing, but downhill.
Yeah, totally. Wow, yeah, cool. You should try it. She can help you.
Yeah, we'll see. But it'll be good. I just like to get outdoors. You know what I mean? It's winter. You got to be outside. Otherwise, you go crazy. So.
Oh, definitely. Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how much just my overall mood has improved now that I've seen some more sun.
Yeah.
It really does make such a huge difference. I love winter. I love rain. I love all that stuff. But, I need a season change. I'm ready.
Sunshine does help our bodies. We don't realize it, but it really is important to see the sun. Yeah, for sure.
And I want to remind you guys to go back a couple weeks and listen to that episode with our 3-key student, Nima, because she is seeing the sun because she's done with IELTS. She is seeing what it's like on the other side because she got an overall 7.5 and an 8.5 in listening. So definitely go back and listen to that episode.
That is so inspiring. Guys, definitely check out that episode. I love it. I love hearing about the great scores that our 3-key students have gotten. I mean, it's amazing. You had Matt a few days ago and then Nima. We've had Caillou who increased his score from a 6.5 to an 8. Incredible. Yeah. Just incredible.
Amazing. Guys, you can see these results. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach and you can sign up and increase your scores this month or in 60 days, whatever your time frame is.
Love it. So today we're getting into a little bit of a speaking part 2 activity. Isn't that right? We're going to do some sample answers. I love it.
Yes. So this is, we're going to talk about the topic of photographs today. And this is a speaking part 1 topic as well, you guys. So as usual, Lindsay and I are doing this spontaneously. Like we haven't even taken notes. So you can't get much more native and spontaneous than these answers. So definitely listen closely, you guys, to the vocab that comes out, how we transition, how we pivot, all of these things that you should do in your own part 2 answers.
Yeah, and we've talked about how important it is in speaking part 2 to kind of set the stage, tell a bit of a story, right?
Yes.
And I think that this would be a really good example of how we could do it when it comes to questions about a photograph.
Definitely, definitely. So this is a pretty simple cue card, you guys. All it is describe a photograph you like. All right. So, Lindsay, you get to go first.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. All right, here we go. So yeah, when I think about a photograph, the first thing that comes to mind, because I've been going home lately to visit my parents, is a huge photo that's actually on the wall and it's framed of my whole family, myself, my brother, my mom and dad, when I was about 12 years old. And it was actually when we were at a ski mountain. So lately I've been thinking a lot about skiing. And so this was taken at Killington. And I remember when we went to take the photo, we were standing there at the very summit of the mountain and we're wearing some really interesting 1990s era clothing. And that's why it's so funny because And the reason I love this photo is that every time I come home, it brings me this amazing sense of nostalgia from my teenage years. You know, I walk into my parents' house, I walk into the kitchen, I turn right and go around the kitchen table, and it's there. Boom. Brings me right back to 1995 and brings me back to the joy that I used to always feel when we went together as a family on Sundays to go skiing. I would get into my ski lessons in the morning, and then in the afternoon, we would ski together as a family. And the fact that we did that together instead of doing something separate every Sunday helped me to come together with my family in a way that I wouldn't have been able to do if we had all been doing individual things on the weekend. So this photograph means a lot to me because it symbolizes a sense of togetherness among my family, within my family. And yeah, so that is the photograph that I want to describe today. And there it is. I think I ran a little short on that one. I thought I had more material than I actually did.
You know what? This is why maybe we should take notes, just like our students get to do on the exam. No, but I love it. Yeah. Yeah, guys. Take the whole minute to take notes. I think that's a takeaway today for sure. Yeah, you made it to a minute 33, Lindsay.
Oh, man, I still needed to fill in 30 additional seconds. I just ran up short and my mind went blank. And I'm actually glad that that happened because we can talk about what I should have done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is a learning opportunity, as people are fond of saying. Yeah, for sure. You know what I would have done, I think, is go to another photograph. Right? Oh. Like, if you have given all the context you can, and like, realistically, right? We're natives, we speak quickly. Maybe if you slow down a little bit, you could fill that whole 2 minutes. There's that. Mm. But also, like, if you have explored that context fully, which you did, I mean, you talked about the whole day. You even described where the photograph is located in your parents' house. So, you know what, guys? Like, that's all that you could say about that. But then you could say, and you know what else? Actually, there's another photograph that's right under this one that is of an even earlier time when I was only 6, or right? And then you could go into another story. That doesn't hurt your score at all, right? Ooh. If the topic is only a singular, and it usually is, describe a person, describe a place, a thing, you should aim to only describe that one thing, but that's not always possible. And if you pivot to add another thing with a story, with context, totally fine. Hello, awesome students. Thank you for listening today. Remember, if you want a system that guarantees an IELTS score increase, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. And also remember, we have a special bonus just for you, podcast listeners. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Oh, that's so interesting. This is such a good learning experience for our listeners today, guys. Really listen to this episode again. Pay attention. It's a pivot here, and it's a kind of pivot that it's kind of surprising that it would be okay, right? Because the question is talk about a photo, but it's okay to pivot into talking about another photo. It can be a little bit nerve-wracking when you think that you have enough material, right?
Totally.
Like, as I went into that answer, I thought, oh, this is easy. I've got tons of material. I can go back to the day it was taken, what it was like to ski with my... And then I remember in my mind searching, oh my God, there's nowhere else to go. I was in a box. I was in a corner.
Yes.
Right? And so if you guys know, you remember, it's okay to pivot to another object that's the same kind of object, then that's such a good learning.
I think use that pivot as like the honest opportunity that we talk about, right? Just be like, oh gosh, okay, so I know it's not 2 minutes yet, but there's really nothing else I could possibly say about this photo, so I'm going to tell you about another awesome one.
And that's so much better than repeating yourself. I think I repeated myself a little bit here and there, or reiterated things that I had already said a few times. I started to feel myself repeating, and it's so much better to kind of move into new material.
Yes, and that is exactly what students do, and examiners can see that. We can see if you don't have enough to say because you're just like paraphrasing stuff that you've already said. So you don't have to do that, guys. Like, you just pivot. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. So good. So guys, write that down. Come back. Listen to this again. Such a good learning experience.
Yes. Awesome. Okay. Should I do a sample answer?
Yeah. Why not? Let me get my, do you want to answer the same question?
Yeah, I can time it. I got my timer already.
Oh, you got your timer. Okay.
All right. So you can ask me the question and then I'll start the answer.
Okay. All right. So Jessica, please describe a photograph that you like.
Oh, gosh. So actually, this is a funny question because just recently, within the past month, my mom was visiting and she brought a whole manila envelope of photographs. She went through like, gosh, I don't know how many photographs and divided them up all into three piles, one for me and one for each of my brothers, because like she's paring down. She's at the stage in her life where she wants to get rid of all of her kid stuff. She doesn't need to be toting around boxes of things. So she's just kind of siphoning off all of these things amongst the three of us. So anyway, I got this manila envelope and one of the pictures in there was actually a picture of me with James on my lap for his first birthday. And James absolutely loves this photograph as well. So his birthday is April 3rd coming up. And it was taken at a park, which was near the apartment we lived in at the time. And in the picture, I'm in a short sleeve shirt because it's like spring. Even if it's cold, I'm going to wear short sleeves. And James is on my lap and he's this most adorable little chubby cherub of a baby. And his whole face is slathered in chocolate frosting because what I did for him was I made from scratch a chocolate cake and I told everyone this is only for James. Like nobody else can touch this cake. And then when it was time for like candles and cake time, he kind of understood to blow out the candles. Not really. He was like one. And I put this cake in front of him and he just like did a straight up face plant right into the frosting. The thing is, I knew that was going to happen. That's why I made him his own individual cake. And then like he just was taking handfuls, like baby fistfuls of this cake and stuffing it into his mouth. And I was like, that's what I want for my birthday. That's perfect. So we both love what this image depicts. That's 2 minutes.
I love it. This was fantastic. I liked a few things here. I liked some of the vocabulary words that you used, like siphoning off.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Really, really good one. And then you use some casual stuff like straight up face plant. Right? A straight up face plant. So good. So native and natural and also quite casual. So but it really builds color to the story.
Yes, guys, definitely come back to the blog post for this because I will note down vocab you can learn from both of our answers. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and this is episode 701.
Yeah, and I think you paced yourself well by really kind of explaining the whole, you set the stage to understand the photo by talking about how why did you see this photo? You discovered it because your mom was cleaning out the house, right? and kind of setting the stage and then you go into the background behind the photo, what's in the photo. So that really is the volume of material we need for a speaking part two answer.
Yeah, really try and build up that before, right? That before context of how you got this thing or how you met this person or how you traveled to this place, right? Yeah. So I think that's a key way, like an easy way to add at least 30 seconds before you dive into the story of whatever the card is asking about.
Right. And then you won't end up feeling cornered at the end and kind of flailing for a place to go because you've used up that time already by setting the stage.
Totally.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah. So guys, definitely comment on this episode. Come back to the blog. This is episode 701 and tell us what photograph you would describe on your IELTS exam.
Awesome. And guys, if you want to get the step-by-step system on how to answer a speaking part two question versus a speaking part one and part three question, because they're not the same, guys, right? They're completely different. The way you answer them is different. If you want to learn this in a step-by-step way with a study plan, you want to get into Three Keys IELTS.
Yes.
And Jessica, what can listeners do to get in right now?
So for the whole course, for the basic course, you can go to allearsenglish.com/basic. But if you want to add personal Skype sessions with me, which we do recommend, then go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
All right. Good. I'm glad we went into this topic today. It's a good one when it comes to speaking part two. It's something we got to know how to answer it, right? How to extend that story.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, I sound so excited right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, I need to tone it down and save some energy for our travels. All right, Lindsay. Well, have fun skiing.
All right. Have fun on your vacation. Enjoy that trip. That's going to be great.
We will. All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.